This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
Hide and Seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride, and enjoy the ride, and enjoy the ride, and enjoy the ride. And enjoy, 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 enjoy. And enjoy the ride.
You're on Hide and Seek with Dean Beck and James Finlay on Joy 94.9. Now, Melbourne Leather Pride is about to kick off, and we have three artists that are contributing to the visual arts program and the performance arts program. Those three artists are Peter Leslie, Wolfgang Bass, and Michael Daly from Vaudeville X, who we will be crossing live to a little later. But we will start with Peter Leslie, who is having an exhibition at Hares and Hyenas. It starts on the 15th of September. Peter Leslie's beautiful images capture all of the youthful exuberance of men in leather, oozing sex, and dynamically edgy. Peter's new exhibition, Dancing in the Daylight, captures the partying patrons at one with their environment and uses Melbourne's underground party Wolf Club as the backdrop. With a more than occasional focus on all things that bulge, Peter's manner is candid, sexy, and occasionally quirky, with images that celebrate a stylish edge to Melbourne's gay masculinity. His use of black and white imagery with occasional cross-processing creates artworks that anyone would be proud to own. And Peter, welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Peter, you have been documenting Wolf Club's little parties.
I have for about, pretty much since they started here in Melbourne, actually.
How long is that now?
They had their fourth birthday this year, so a bit over 4 years. It's a fantastic party.
It is a good, very good party. I did for Melbourne Leather Pride last year an exhibition of my own photography called Behind Beyond, which was my documentation of the Beyond Party. So it's lovely to meet you. And I'm glad that we're getting an insight into what is pretty much a closed shop. Wolf Club's an invitation-only event.
It is.
And you've got the number one ticket.
The inside track.
Yeah.
But before we go there, what is Wolf Club?
Wolf Club is a members-only dirty dance party,
right?
Is how Steve Atkins promotes it.
Mm-hmm.
It's primarily a leather party.
Yeah.
Although I don't think leather is
not much is being worn. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, it depends on the day and how hot it is, I guess.
How hot the weather. The dress code is no cologne.
Right.
That's about it.
I think I've heard about this.
Yeah, they're great parties. They're a lot of fun. The music is just always very, very sexy. And
they go off.
And they go off. You know, it's a great party to be at. And I have to say, it's been a fantastic party to photograph over the last 4 years.
Give us an insight into what your exhibition will detail.
There's actually two parts to the exhibition. I've got a number of large canvas prints that will be documenting the party. So up until probably this year, I've primarily focused on trying to take very candid photos. So trying to take photos with minimal flash and so that people are unaware that I'm actually taking their photos.
They're the best shots.
They're the best shots. As a photographer, you can relate to that. I really don't like taking photos where people group together and flash goes off.
And you know, that red eye reduction thing and all that sort of crap, it just lets them know even earlier that you're going to take the photo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I've, a lot of the large canvases are very much focused on that candid photography, people dancing, people enjoying themselves, people just hanging out, you know, just chilling at various parts of the party, either on the dance floor or, you know, in a chill space. And the second part of the exhibition is a portrait section. The last two Wolf Club parties, I've tried something different. The last two Wolf Club parties have actually been held in the basement of Club 80. So I've taken over one of the sling rooms and turned it into
a photographic
studio.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I've been inviting people into my den.
Oh, how wonderful.
And getting them to...
How long do those photo sessions take, Peter?
Well, some have taken a little longer than others. It, you know, some have been closed door sessions.
Most depends how photographic the patron is the answer.
No, we still haven't got it. No, we'll have to do that again.
Well, and you know, and some of them are a bit shyer than others too. So some of them want to get their gear off, but don't necessarily want everyone looking through the door to watch that take place. You know. Watch that process.
Your exhibition's on at Hares and Hyenas in
it is.
Johnson Street, 63.
It's my first exhibition, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Congratulations.
Very excited about it, yeah.
And the boys, Crusader and Roland, do a great job of supporting their artists. So
that's good to know.
I've exhibited there. I did something there for Midsummer this year at Hares and Hyenas, and that went really, really well. So.
Fantastic.
The opening night is on Tuesday, September 15th.
It is.
6 o'clock at Hares and Hyenas.
I think there's going to be some beer and nibblies, and there's also going
to
be...
Is there a photo booth? You might have to
organize it. Probably not. I don't know that I...
You'll be busy.
I think I'll be a bit too busy to have the camera out, but there's going to be a door prize, so bring along your business cards or your name, phone number, and email address, and... pop it into the door prize bucket.
Now, our next guest is Wolfgang Bass, who was on the cover of MCV not so long ago. Congratulations for
being
a cover boy.
It was quite fun.
And he has written and produced and is about to perform in a new show of his called Envy.
Yes.
Tell us about Envy.
Envy's a multi-hybrid, multidisciplinary production, which sort of deals with a broad gamut of issues. It's not very PC or family viewing, I suppose you could say.
It's an adult's show.
Well, family viewing's boring anyway.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think with this next season here, it's good because we've taken it to the Satire Club now and we can actually sort of expose a bit more of its... the bare bits, if you know what I mean, and just sort of...
Tell me what you mean, because, look, this is Joy's only show with an adult warning, so you can fucking say whatever you like.
Oh, lush. Well, we just get to show more skin, get to show a bit more flesh, and then just to...
good.
Really just get into it, and then really just to unleash what it was. I mean, in the first show that I did, I actually improvised the first scene, and I had beautiful hair, and as you guys in the studio can see now, I have none. Actually,
how do you do that for a number of performances?
You kind of don't.
Right.
You sort of regret it after the show, but so it's given us a sort of space to just do what we want, really, which is quite nice.
And an expression or a journey of some of your darker insights, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. There's a few dark bits in there. It's not entirely autobiographical, but I sort of have taken from...
You've got a twisted, fucked up head and you put this in front of us, all of us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just shove it down your throats, really.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 21 in 8 weeks.
Oh, happy birthday. Wow. You've done a bit. For a 21-year-old?
Just a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you get into this kind of quirky, I guess, expression of performing art?
I did some stuff with Zenzenzo Physical Theatre, which is very much, as I just said, it's physically based. So it sort of just teaches you to get in touch with what's inside of you and then sort of just...
And to let loose?
Let loose, yeah. And then to sort of just switch off that thing inside your head when you're on stage and then just to really feel it and then... That's sort of how it comes about.
And I guess that frees you of other people's perceptions or other people's opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And then it can become your expression.
Yeah. And I think that's the sort of the main thing about it. I mean, it's telling a lot of messages that I think need to be spoken in society, but then because of certain stigmas or, you know, rules per se that we've got that can't be opened up and spoken about. So hope in that sort of way as well that the issues there can be sort of opened up now in society and spoken about, and then maybe some of those issues can be broken down and then worked on together, if you know what I mean.
Is it
embedding the beginning of a conversation? Is that how you see it?
Yeah, it is. It's sort of planting the seed, and then from that it should grow.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said it's multidisciplinary.
Yeah.
Is it multimedia?
Yeah, we've got film, and then we also incorporate music from electronic artists and stuff like that around physicality again, contemporary dance, and then verse, and there's pre-recorded verse and text displayed into space. And yeah, it's about 6 or 7 elements.
Why the title Envy?
Just all the different connotations, and I think it's just a really...
Positive and negative.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it's just a really wicked little word and sort of love to play with it.
Have you got, like, something out for someone? Is that what it is? Maybe.
A few. I've got a hit list.
Wolfgang Bass's performance, written and performed by him, Envy, is on at the Satire Club on September 16, 17 and 18.
Yep.
Wednesday and Thursday performances are at 8pm, Friday performances at 9pm. You've got something else going on with Melbourne Leather Pride this year, and that's an exhibition of your artwork.
Yep. That opens this Thursday at 6pm at Dante's, and that's a series of large-scale contemporary abstract works that deals with the word prosthetics, but I've taken prosthetics to be false, mm-hmm. so you can think prosthetic limbs further into that sort of subject, if you know what I mean, and then just the sort of...
I deal in prosthetics too.
Yes, they're splendid, aren't they?
mainly dildos, really.
Hey, we've all been there.
Oh, well, I've got a library, a catalogue. I've got shelves full of it. That starts this Thursday?
Yes.
Are you having a little opening soiree?
We are, and there'll be some booze flowing as well.
That always helps.
Yes.
And Dante's is at 129 Gertrude Street, Fitzroy.
Yeah.
Nice venue.
Wolfgang, Peter, both your works are for sale, are they?
Correct, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Good.
Definitely.
I love men that are prepared to sell themselves. You're on Hide
and Seek. Very, very cheap.
Oh, you'll sell more. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. Circuit.com.au.
Back with you on Hide and Seek, Dean Beck and James Finlay, pushing my buttons tonight.
Do my best.
Yes. Now, we are joined in the studio by Peter Leslie, who has his photo exhibition opening up titled Dancing in the Daylight. Peter, when was that again?
Tuesday week.
At Hares and Hyenas.
The 15th.
We're also joined by Wolfgang Bass, who's got his art exhibition Prosthetics opening up at Dante's this Thursday, the 10th of September at 6pm. And he's also doing his performance Surrealist Art Expression at the Satire Club, 374 St Kilda Road, from September 16 to 18. The show he has written and that he performs is titled Envy. We're now going to have a chat to the Green Room Award-winning cult hit cabaret, Vaudeville X, and Michael Daly joins us on Hide and Seek. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Tim. How are you?
Very, very well. Michael, I don't think I've ever found more information on anyone online ever than I found on you.
Oh, no.
Google your name and it goes on for days.
Oh, good Lord.
And all of the praise is very glowing, I must say.
I've heard that's not the only thing that goes on for days too, Dean.
Oh, really? Well, his show is naughty. It's provocative. It's got acidic twinge to the lyrics of his songs. Michael, you tell us a little bit about Vaudeville X, please.
Okay, well, I guess the I had an idea that I would write. I had an idea of three men in tuxedos, being very charming, and
you present very well.
Well, we do, yeah. We scrub up all right, and you know the suits are nice, and we you know we quaff ourselves all very nicely. And the idea is that it's in a gentleman's club, and that we're the arts elite that was so pillarised by you know the conservative think tanks and liberal MPs, you know. But underneath that, we sing rather rude songs, and the idea is not so much that they're rude songs, but I guess the idea is, well, we're holding up a microscope to contemporary Australia.
Here's an example for you at home. song titles include Morons on Breakfast Radio. Thank God we're on evening radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody Queer Wanted to Watch My Queer Performance Art. Wolfgang Bass might be able to relate to that one. And another song title is Things Aren't Going Well When Girls Called Narelle Drink Cafe Latte. It is definitely a comment on society.
It's definitely the longest song titles you'll ever find.
Yeah. And how do you work that into a quirky little upbeat number?
Oh, no, they fit in quite nicely. Yeah, the Narelle, the Girls Called Narelle Drinking Cafe Latte, I think that's probably one of our most popular songs.
I can see why.
Yeah, that one and The Ghost of the Postmodern Dancer is taking over me.
Ghost of the Postmodern Dancer.
Parody of any postmodern dance that you've seen.
Well, if you need a skinny 21-year-old skinhead, I've got one here in the studio that can help you with acting out some of these weird things. You're performing where, Michael?
We're performing at Dante's, which is on the corner of Napier and Gertrude Streets in Fitzroy, and we open on Thursday night, so it's the 10th to the 20th. We're running Thursday to Sunday.
Right, so we've got a art exhibition, Prosthetics with Wolfgang Bass, the same night as your opening night, September 10th.
That's a good point, so come and...
At the same place?
At the same
place. I think you're getting more bang for your buck.
It'll be a different
room. It's going to be very busy in there at Dante's. Yeah. Dante's is 129 Gertrude Street, Fitzroy, and you're... What time? 8 p.m. is your show.
We're at 8 p.m. Thursday to Saturday and 6 p.m. Sunday.
Right, and Wolfgang Bass is at 6 p.m. earlier that evening. Green Room Award-winning cult hit cabaret Vaudeville X is part of Melbourne Leather Pride. Michael Daly, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Good luck with your show.
All the best.
Chookers.
Thank you. Good luck. Bye.
And thank you very much to Peter Leslie.
You're very welcome.
Photographer.
Pleasure.
And for Wolfgang Bass for joining us.
Thank you.
Great to have you both here, and have a great show. Enjoy it. Yeah. Melbourne Leather Pride kicks off this week, and if you want more information, go to leatherpridemelbourne.com. This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. Circuit.com.au.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.